Okay, we're rolling. Welcome to On The Potty. This is our Gold Coast special number 2. Yesterday we had Josh Griffin, all the way from the United States here. I'm Dave Myers. Dan Godden's not with us. He's still back in New South Wales. But I've got two very, very, very attractive, two incredible guests, and also from the United States of America. We're branching out on the Gold Coast this week. Gentlemen, who are you?
My name's Tommy Woodard, and this guy next to me is my best friend.
My name is Eddie James, and we're called the Skit Guys, and what we do is skits, and we're guys.
Yeah. Not real complicated.
No.
I'm sorry, but before we go too far, did you say we're on the potty?
We are on the potty.
Wow.
Yes.
Potty.
Wow.
Okay,
wow.
Do you get the play on words?
Yeah.
It's a podcast, and we originally recorded in a toilet.
No way.
Really?
Good fun. Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
In the bathroom.
Okay.
But we're not held back because of our high-tech recording studio. We can take it anywhere.
Excellent. And, so we're on the potty right now.
Yeah. Episode number 72.
Yeah.
I checked your podcast out a few months ago.
Was there
two episodes still?
Yeah,
is that what you're up to?
Three now.
Three?
Four.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I think last time I checked there was
at
two.
At skitguys.com.
Yeah, you can check out our podcast.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. All four of them?
Yeah.
All four of them.
We're making one while we're here, though.
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When will that be online?
Probably in a couple of years.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I could ask for a typical day in the life of the Skit Guys, but give us a typical year in the life of the Skit Guys. Because not every day is the same. Give us a big picture of the year. What do you guys do?
Well, we do travel around quite extensively, I guess.
Yeah.
And
mostly in the States.
Yeah, mostly.
This is your
States.
First time in Australia?
Yeah.
Right,
Just quickly, before you finish with your typical year, what do you think of Australian lingo? And you guys have weird accents. What do you think of our non-accents? How have you been finding that?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know if I can fly with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Everyone is so friendly, you know? Everyone's all, hey, good day, you know?
And, good day.
You know, and all that stuff, you know? And I like that.
Yeah. And then there's things, like, I wasn't aware of, like, you know, we talked about peanut butter, which we have Skippy peanut butter, but that's like a
bush kangaroo.
It's a kangaroo for you guys.
Yeah.
So there's stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that you just don't realize the difference.
Yeah.
I told somebody today we speak the same language but don't say the same thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we were having pizza, and I wanted marinara sauce to dip my pizza in.
Yep.
And they brought me ketchup or tomato paste.
Right. What's that about?
Yeah. You put that on hamburgers.
Yeah.
Hot dogs.
Yeah.
Not on pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And you eat kangaroo.
We do eat kangaroo.
We don't eat kangaroo.
No.
Did you have some while you were here?
I have some kangaroo jerky. I haven't eaten
yet.
Yeah. So I'm going to try that.
Okay. I haven't tried kangaroo jerky.
And I got some Vegemite, but I haven't tried it yet either.
That is beautiful.
You like Vegemite?
You do?
I love it.
Because people tell me it's gross.
Well, people say it's an acquired taste, but if you grow up on it.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
Really?
Not a problem.
So I haven't tried
Beautiful.
It yet.
What do you put on? Like, do you have toast in the morning for breakfast? What do you put on it if you don't put Vegemite on
jelly
it?
Jelly and peanut butter.
Yeah.
Peanut butter and jelly.
That's weird.
Grape jelly.
Weird. Vegemite's nowhere else in the world.
Yeah.
Well.
Do you have jelly?
We call it jam.
Yeah,
jam.
We have jam too.
Oh, is it different from jelly?
Yes.
Oh, what's jelly?
Well, jam is like the fruits are mashed all together.
Yep.
Jelly is more like just the flavoring of the fruits.
Okay, a bit more manufactured.
Yes.
A bit
more processed. Yeah.
Yeah. More preservatives, more flavors.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well,
That's
Australia. Typical year. What do you do? You travel a bit, mainly in the US. What do you do?
Right.
Yeah, we go to conferences and camps and anywhere they'll take us or they have us in, and we basically do our skits. We do our, you know, we have these little skit bits. We try to hopefully put, you know, show a visual of, you know, what God can do in your life, and hopefully it's funny and that type of stuff. We really believe in the humor and try to make people laugh, and maybe, you know, if you can make someone laugh, they'll listen to you, you know? So that's kind of what we try to do, you know, make them laugh.
I'm shaking my head in affirmation.
Yes,
so you know.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
And then we're also dads and husbands.
Yes.
Yeah.
Two girls, 3 years old and 1.5. So
yeah, I have a son and a daughter. My daughter's 9. My son is almost 6.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, one of the things we've done on the potty before is we've had comedy offs, and we try to pit funny person versus funny person.
Right.
We don't have to do that, but who's funnier?
Oh, he is.
He is. No.
No?
Oh, yeah. No. He's faster, he's funnier, all that stuff. Yeah.
I'm going number 2 right now.
You're the sensible one, aren't you?
Yeah, probably so.
And he's the crazy one?
We wouldn't be doing anything if it wasn't for him.
That's not true.
That's really true. Yeah, I'd be home playing Xbox.
have you played Halo 3 yet?
You know what? I'm not a Halo guy. Okay. I like the historical war games.
Okay.
You know, I like those. And then my kids like, you know, the cars and those kind of games.
Now, one of the things I've noticed with you guys is I've loved your skits. I've looked at them before you came to the country, and I quite enjoy them. Bought up 3 of your DVDs.
Awesome.
Can't wait to show them to
awesome.
The guys.
Dude, hope you guys like them.
Yeah.
If you don't, we're sorry.
Yeah. You can use them as coasters.
Yeah.
But one of the things I've picked up that you illustrate often is grace. Give us some reflections on grace, and I think it's one of the central things to Christianity is grace. Do you want to do something of explaining something of your understanding of grace and,
well, you know,
and
some,
how Jesus has shown it?
You know, we heard the definition of grace is this crazy type of love, and I've never heard it expressed so well. I mean, it's just this crazy love that, you know, God just shows on us, this undeserved favor. You know, we don't deserve it, and there it is, and therein lies, you know, salvation and everything else right there. And that's
grace doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, why would
it's
an
crazy.
All-powerful God choose to give up his son to die for us?
Yep.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
But it's a good crazy.
It's a good crazy.
You know, because we're lost without it. You know, what's really crazy is the fact that we take such advantage of his grace.
Yep.
It should be something that prompts us to be different, to be better.
Yeah, you know? Good. We have a whole bunch of different people listening to this. We don't know how many people actually listen to it from our own youth group.
Mm-hmm.
We have hundreds of downloads from around the world.
Yeah.
And we often have people who don't actually necessarily know Jesus who listen.
Yeah.
What would, if they were coming along to see one of your skits, and there's lots of fun, but what would you want them to understand above all?
Gosh, how do you crystallize Jesus in like one little statement? That's hard, you know. What do you think?
Oh, that's a good question. It's a great question. I'm trying to figure out how to answer that.
You know, we do a skit called "Fully Human, Fully God,"
yeah,
and it's this whole concept that Jesus Christ, when he walked on the planet, was 100% God, 100% man.
Yep.
And so what that means is he understands our world. He's walked where we've walked, but he was perfect. But he's also God, so he can take care of our situations and our difficulties, you know? So it's really hard for us to grasp that concept of who he is. But he's amazing.
He's our great high priest who can sympathize with us.
Yeah. Hebrews, man, tells us that, you know, that he's not someone who doesn't understand us. He gets it. You know, and that's the coolest thing is that Jesus doesn't say, fix yourself and come to me. He says, just come to me. We'll work on you. You know,
I'm nodding that affirmation right now.
Yeah, I nod often and I think, man, this isn't videoed. It's just audio. I've got to put some yeps and ah.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay, yeah. Good stuff. Now, we'll close soon because you got, what time are you guys on at the main session?
About 3 minutes.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, we'll close in about 4 and we'll have you run in there. But before we close, if you've somehow stumbled onto this podcast because you typed in Skit Guys and you found it on here, check out our website, cccyouth.com. While you're on the internet, check out skitguys.com. If you've got any emails, send them to cccyouth@gmail.com and fanmail.
MySpace, Skit Guys.
Oh, yeah. Go to MySpace.
MySpace.com.
They can see videos and all kinds of stuff there. Yeah.
Awesome. We'll put a link on our page for that.
That'd be great.
That'd be good.
We'd
love that. But have you guys got any, like, this isn't visual, but lots of the stuff you do is speaking anyway.
Right.
Have you got a minute or two type of sketch you can close the show with? Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming to Australia.
Thanks for coming on the pod.
Thanks for having us on the pod. This is great.
This is nice, man.
This
very
is very
comfortable.
It's a warm seat.
It is now.
Yeah.
Mine's a little sweaty, just so you know.
How about something audio? Close out the show.
I know, it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah. And we do skits, so there should be something in there, you know?
We do a lot of different characters.
Yeah.
You know? I'm trying to think of
Can you do some improv with two of the characters you use? Is that possible? Do you want me to give you a scenario?
Yeah.
I heard your airplane is at 8:40 in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay. You wake up.
Uh-huh.
It's 8:10.
Got it.
Okay. The airport's 25 minutes away.
Got it.
I want the interaction in the car. Not in the car, from in the hotel,
right,
as you get up, in the car, and when you make it to the plane. I'm not sure if you make it there on time or not. You got
it? Okay.
How's that?
Okay.
Is that doable?
Okay.
And we're doing characters?
Go to character.
Yeah, we'll do two junior high.
Stevie and Danny.
Okay.
Yeah, Stevie, you're Danny.
Yeah.
I'll kick off with the alarm in a moment. Yeah.
Got it.
Okay, all right, okay.
Dude, shut off the alarm! Shut it off! Shut it off! enough! I'm going back to sleep.
This is unbelievable. We're going to be late for a plane.
Leave me alone. I'm sleeping.
Hey, we got to go. We got to go.
I don't want to go. I'm tired.
Oh, we're going to miss our flight.
Oh, my gosh. What time is it?
It's 8:20.
Why did you let me sleep in?
You were supposed to wake me up.
You were supposed to wake me up.
Okay, we're so late. We are so late.
Well, let's just go.
We don't drive. I'm 14 years old.
I don't care. I'm going to steal some keys.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah, I am, man. I'm crazy. Don't mess with me, man.
Okay.
I know jujitsu.
Did you pack your bags?
No, I don't need them.
No.
Let's just go.
Okay.
Here, we're in the car. I'm starting it up.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Watch out for that pole.
Well, here's heaven.
Good times. Yeah. Right. Thanks to Skip, guys. Thanks to Eddie. Thanks to Tommy. I'm Dave Myers. Dan Godden will be back next week. And skipguys.com, ccsweek.com. Thanks, guys.
Thank
Peace out.
All right.
See you later.
Bye.
That was great.